Today's scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by death, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, and GCN viewing audiences, this is the 31st session on the lectures on 1 John. 1 John 3:15 says, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So murder is not just to kill somebody with a knife or something. Of course it is a murder, but we also have spiritual murder, which is that you hate your brother. This verse is the elaboration on the previous verses. The murder of Cain that we learned about in verse 12 also began from the feeling of hatred. So that's why we have to pull out the hatred from the original root. If you hate somebody, it's only for new believers. I believe that nobody is hating anybody unless you are a new believer. Cain came to hate his brother Abel because God did not accept his offering, but he was delighted with the offering of his brother Abel. God did not discriminate against Cain unjustly. God accepted only the offering of Abel because Abel obeyed God, whereas Cain did not. It's the same today with worship services. If you worship in spirit and truth, only then can God accept your worship. Otherwise, He will not. Some people, I ask them, did you keep the Sabbath holy? And they say, yes, we kept Sabbath holy, kept the Lord's Day holy, because they attended worship services. But what I'm asking is, do you attend both Sunday morning and evening service? And on top of that, did you worship in spirit and truth? That's what I'm asking. And yet Cain did not think about his fault in the offering. Instead, he just held a grudge against God, and also he had hard feelings and hatred towards Abel. As his hatred grew, he eventually killed his brother when nobody else was around. As said in verse 15, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. The seed of hatred grew up as the fruit called murder. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Old Testament times, people were punished by the law only when the sins were revealed in action. It is written, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If someone intentionally killed another person, he was put to death. But in the New Testament, God says that just harboring sin in the mind is as much a sin as committing the sin in action. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 22 says, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, you good for nothing, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever says, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. So if you say to a brother, you fool, you'll go to the fire in the hell. Jesus taught us that harboring hatred in the mind is a sin, even though it is not actually committing murder in action. But this is not just about hatred. Matthew 5:28 says, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. He's warning us that just having adulterous thoughts is same as committing adultery in action. Some women member, a certain woman member, she's very faithful in her Christian faith. But the husband is persecuting her so much for attending church. So she hates his, she hates her husband. That's why the problem cannot be solved. Some people, they hate, some women, they hate their mother-in-law or the parents in some cases, in some children. The parents, they fight with each other so much. The children grow up seeing their parents fighting so much. And also they see the father beating up their mother. So they grow up hatred in their heart. And they don't even want to call their father, father. Then I say you shouldn't be having such mind and you have to repent and cast away that hatred. But when you cast away, cast off that hatred, you can see the work of God, the evangelization of family and the healing of diseases and so on and so forth. It's all the same with other sinful natures such as betrayal, greed, and changing mind. We have to cast away not just outward actions of sin, but also the sinful natures in our hearts. If you misunderstand this, you may think that it might be easier to be under the law like in the Old Testament. But it is not true. In the Old Testament, they had to keep the law with their own willpower. But in the New Testament, we have the Helper, the Holy Spirit. With the work of the Holy Spirit, we can easily cast away not only sins in action, but also sins of the heart. So in the Old Testament, they were judged by their deeds, by their action. So, in case of, in terms of the level of faith, measure of faith, they are only first or second level of faith, so they can't really go to good heaven, good dwelling place in heaven. They can go to only paradise or first or second kingdom of heaven. From third kingdom or above, it's not very easy. It's not easy at all, except some special cases who are trained by God and refined by God with special providence because they didn't have the Holy Spirit. When the unbelievers try to quit smoking or drinking, do you know how hard it is for them to quit on their own? But through the works of the Holy Spirit, you can quit so much more easily. If you are just full of the Spirit and grace, you come to hate what God hates, even if you used to like it very much. If you love God, you will come to hate those things that God hates, so naturally you can cut them off, even though you don't try to cut them off. The same goes for sins and evil. If you scrub dry clothes to get the dirt out, the dirt will not come out easily. But if you soak the clothes in water along with detergent, you can remove the dirt easily. In the same way, if you try to cast away sins with your own power, it is hard. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, it will be easier. Namely, you have to love God. Then you will have faith. You first have to have faith. You have to know why you have to love God. So if you have this faith and love God, it will be easy to cast off sins. And because you do not have such faith, it's hard to cast off sins. Nowadays, young people and students, they're casting off sins very easily. They don't watch any obscene materials. They cut off internet other materials on the internet except for their studies. And they cut off all the worldly things as soon as they hear it, that they should. And they study hard. You can receive the help of the Holy Spirit when you diligently attend worship services and other meetings and pray fervently. When you receive the power to cast off sinful natures in the heart, the light of the truth will come into your heart, so the darkness goes away. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the verse saying it is murder to hate our brothers does not apply to unbelievers. Unbelievers who do not know God, who have not accepted the Lord, cannot be saved anyway. This verse is a warning to those who say they have received the Holy Spirit, believe in the Lord, and know the will of God, but still hate their brothers. But it does not mean that because you hated someone once that you are a murderer who has to go to hell. Nor does it mean that because you committed adultery once and you must be stoned to death. God does not condemn those who try to cast away sins and love their brothers. They may still have unrighteousness remaining in their hearts, but when they accept the Lord and try to live a righteous life, God deems their effort to be their faith. But the problem is, with those who do not want to cast away sins at all, whether it is hatred or an adulterous mind, as I said in the Sunday morning service, they don't cast away the things that they have to cast away. The color that God hates, obviously, naturally they have to cast it away, but they don't. Not to talk about the sins that are so deeply rooted in their hearts. Will they take them off? They don't cast away the things that they can just cast away. You know, they don't have to, you know, they can just stop buying those colors. And how can they cast away sins? Even if I say these things, I believe you will not stumble because of this. I will not say such a thing if I think you will stumble, but I believe you will not stumble. But I'm saying this because we have to please God and you have to receive blessings. They hold sins and evil inside them and keep on accepting the works of Satan. Namely, whether hatred or adulterous mind, they do not cast off sins at all. Some of them become jealous of others and slander them, even though they did not do anything evil toward them. They hate others and try to bring them down just because they don't have the same thoughts or tastes. After the second morning service, I was going down to my office, and some people who recently registered in our church. That person registered before I went to, maybe on the third, before 3 weeks before I went to the mountain prayer for 7 weeks. So maybe it's been about 10 weeks. It's not even been 3 months. And that person said after the morning service, "I will change my car right away. It's a luxurious car. I don't know if it's a foreign made, but anyway," he says, "he will change his car into another color. If he wants to change, he has to change 3 cars. He has a son's car and a daughter's car. So for the daughter, her brother bought it for her, so she couldn't refuse it, so she had to just ride it. But when the father said that, everyone was so happy. You know, he's just a new believer. It's been only recently that he accepted the Lord. As he listened to the message, he says he will change it right away. But even elders, if elders are riding such cars, maybe I have to check your names. I don't know what I'll do. If I check your names, if I remember your name, it's not good. So I think I will just pass it. But you shouldn't be doing it. You know, if you are elders, amen? Thank you. I believe you will immediately change them, the workers. They develop enmity between them. They begin to ignore and do not talk to each other. They may even act as if they don't know each other. Today, sin is rampant. People tend to leave out or bully a particular person in groups, in schools, and in workplaces. Just because they don't like a particular person or a classmate, they leave him out, look down on him, and bully him with evil intentions. I believe none of you here are doing such things. Middle school and high school and college students, I believe none of you are doing such a thing. Living in darkness like that, they should not say, "I have accepted the Lord and all my sins are washed away by His precious blood." Even if the other person has caused a great harm, or even if he is evil, you must not hate him. The Lord's Prayer also says, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." You recite the Lord's Prayer every day. After the prayer, you recite it. After worship service, you recite it. So at least once a day, you recite the Lord's Prayer, even in your personal prayer times. You recite the Lord's Prayer so many times. But then, as it says, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." So there is a condition, as we forgive. It's not, you cannot just ask, "God, please forgive my sins." You have to forgive your brothers who sinned against you. As we forgive those who trespass against us, you can ask God to forgive you. So if you have any hard feelings, ill feelings against somebody, you cannot pray and you cannot be forgiven. God cannot forgive you. There is a condition for your forgiveness. You have to forgive others who sinned against you so you can pray to God and God can forgive you. So if you hate somebody, have hard feelings, and you do not forgive others, and you say, "Oh, senior pastor, I don't receive any answers to my prayers," or you don't receive any healings to your sicknesses, of course you can't, because you have these walls of sin against God. I didn't see it because I was on the mountain prayer, but in the Manmin News, there's an article on the Manmin News. There is a reporter. There's an article about the reporter, Dan Uding, Mr. Dan Uding, who is a world-renowned a journalist. He was healed of his cancer just by receiving prayer once from me. I didn't read it completely, but the secretary office was telling me that he didn't even ask for my prayer because there were so many other guests, and I asked him. So he couldn't dare to ask me, and I asked him, "Aren't you sick?" Then he said he had a cancer, and I prayed for him, and after that he went back to the United States, and as he checked, the cancer was gone. You know, he couldn't be cured, even with the medical science in the United States. But some say they believe in the Lord, but they become like a judge. They think it is natural that they do not love a particular person because the person did something wrong to them and they feel that he is evil. If you just put the blame on others and let the hatred increase, it means you don't have life in you. As in Revelation 21:8, the murderer's part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, and they cannot be saved. Let me give you an illustration. As a newborn baby grows up, he first toddles about and then stands up. Later, he begins to walk step by step. At first, he is not able to walk very well and often falls down, but he just keeps on standing back up and walking again and again. When the parents see him walk just a couple of steps, they are so proud of him. They wouldn't scold him, saying, "Why do you keep on falling down like a fool? Can't you even walk?" But they rejoice, saying, "Our son is already trying to walk. He took 3 steps already." On the other hand, if a baby is supposed to begin walking, but just wants to lie down all the time, the parents would be worried. Or, if he tries to walk but gives up only because he falls down a couple of times, what would happen to him? He wouldn't be able to grow up normally. It's the same in our life as a Christian. If you still hate others just like unbelievers after having been a believer for quite a while and knowing the truth, and you just give up loving others, saying, "I try to love my enemies but I can't," then God will be worried about you too. The enemy devil and Satan will keep on accusing you and bring you tests. You might even lose that little faith that you had and thus lose your salvation too. I hope none of you here will be this kind of believer. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will diligently pray, practice the truth, cast off all hatred and avoid evil, and fill your hearts with love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the following verse 16 explains that we have to cultivate perfect love. It says, we know love by this, that He laid down, the Lord laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, as the Lord forsook His, laid down His life for us to forgive us our sins, and He gave Himself as the atoning sacrifice. So He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives. And we know love by this, by the love of the Lord. Do you know the love of God, the love of the Lord? Do you know? Do you believe it? If you believe, please raise your hands. You surely are raising your hands. And where is the evidence of loving God? You are being pierced in your heart today just because of this, that black color. You have to have the evidence that you love God. Even though God says God hates it, you have black things. We know love by this, by the love of the Lord. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Jesus loved us, and He loved us even as He gave His life for us. So we ought to do the same. Just as there are different levels of faith, love also has different levels. The highest level, which is the perfect love, is the love to give one's life just as Jesus did. We learned about the levels of goodness, the first, second, third, and fourth levels of goodness, and also there are levels in love, first, second, and third, and fourth, and fifth levels of love. John 15:13 also says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And it tells us to cultivate such love. Even the worldly people say they love somebody with all their life, but mostly it is fleshly love that changes. If it is not beneficial for them, they change. Last week, I saw in the news articles, in the newspapers, the biggest business group, Samsung Group, and the founder and former president, Byung-chul Lee, he was respected by so many people, and his children, his sons and daughters, they're suing each other, the sister and brother. I think it's the elder sister of the President Geun-hye Lee, and also the elder brother of President Geun-hye Lee. And they are suing their younger brother just because of some money. And they're suing for some millions of dollars, but they don't die. They don't live or die because of some millions of dollars. And just to get some more millions of dollars, they're suing each other. And it's such a shame on the family. And it is such a shame they're bringing the name of their father down and on themselves. And just because of some amount of money, they are doing this. They must have said they loved each other, they loved their father and all, but they changed their minds, their hearts were changed. And not to talk about the love between husband and wife in the world. They say they love each other and they marry each other, but so many people, they change their mind. And even though they don't change, they live without loving. In a rare case, they do sacrifice themselves for somebody else. But if they do not get anything in return, they get disappointed and their love turns into hatred. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." As recorded, everything depends upon how we make up our minds. In my case, between me and my wife, we have such deep love. As you all know, we have such deep love between us. And even though we don't see each other, even though I'm on my on the mountain prayer, she's always asking the broadcaster and groom to show the photo of me, you know, being having tear-filled eyes. And also my brothers and sisters, we never have any quarrels or conflicts. Of course, they are quite old because I am the youngest. But we don't have any quarrels or anything like that. My first eldest brother, he is an elder of Gwangju Mamin Church, and he calls me politely senior pastor, and he speaks to me with an honorific language. We don't have any quarrels or conflicts, struggles. According to how we make up our minds, we can change our mind and betray somebody, or we give our life for somebody. If we can really give our life, we will not want anything in return, and this heart will not change even with the passage of time. We will be able to give our life and sacrifice all we have to seek the benefit of others. Jesus gave us such love. Mankind had enmity with God, for they obeyed the enemy devil and Satan, and yet God still sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to this earth for them. The Son of God, who created the heavens and the earth and all things in them, forsook all heavenly glory and came down to this earth in the body of a mere creature. To redeem the sinners, He was brutally flogged and wore thorns that were thrust down on His head. In the view of everyone, He was stripped naked. He was nailed through His hands and feet, and eventually He shed all His blood and water and died. It was the flogging that you and I were to receive. It was the thorns that we had to wear. It was the cross on which we had to be nailed and hung. But Jesus took all those sufferings for us, even when we did not know about His love. He gave His life not only for His disciples who loved and followed Him, but also for those evil people who were standing against Him. Even after seeing the sacrifice, those foolish and evil people mocked Jesus. But Jesus did not give up on them either. In Luke 23:34, He interceded for them, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Even for evil people, sinners, they were the ones He was for whom He was being nailed through, and He was wearing the crown of thorns, and He was being flogged. And even while He was going through all the sufferings, He was praying for those people to forgive them. He believed that if they received the Holy Spirit later, they would change and cast off sins. With that love, countless souls were saved by the name of Jesus Christ and eventually received eternal life. This is perfect love. And God is telling us to have this love, for we have experienced and received such love. For example, suppose somebody is treating you like an enemy and hates you so much. If you know the love of Jesus who died for you while you were a sinner, you didn't confront Him or hate Him. You didn't want to decide who is right and wrong or try to pay back the pains you have suffered, but you'd try to have peace and melt down the heart of that person. Furthermore, you'd understand that person and try to give him good things. You pay back evil with goodness so that you will move the heart of that person. If you cultivate perfect love, you will love even your enemies, and you can love them to the point of giving up your life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you cultivate the kind of heart with which you can give your life, you can act in love in everything. If you can even die for the other person, then what would you spare to save him? You can humble yourself and sacrifice yourself as much as needed, only if it is for the soul of another person. During the ministry of Jesus on this earth, He showed us His love in various forms. Seeing the souls who are like wandering flocks being spiritually ignorant, He felt very sorry for them and shed tears. He sometimes was hungry and sleepless, but He never said it was hard. He just kept on teaching the truth to the crowd that was coming to Him, healing them, and making the disabled whole. He set the demon-possessed free and showed people only goodness and love. To those who were suffering, He gave the comfort and hope of heaven. He sometimes harshly rebuked those who were arrogant and who did not realize their evil. But even this was in His love to change them and lead them to receive salvation. He showed mercy to the woman who was caught in the act of committing adultery so that she could repent. He performed the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the hungry. His love that He showed on the cross was also shown in each moment of His everyday life through His sacrifice and devotion. If we too love our brothers with all our lives, we will humble and sacrifice ourselves and serve them. We would not insist on our opinions, nor would we judge what is right and wrong in arguments. Even if the other person seems to look down on us or want to be served by us, we wouldn't have any problem with it. We can just withdraw our opinion, humble ourselves more to serve others, and believe them and bear with them until they repent and change. Sometimes we are cheated by people knowing they are cheating us. It means that we know we will suffer loss, but we still want to give that person a chance to repent and receive salvation by knowingly being cheated by him. If you can humble yourself without insisting on yourself, you are more than able to do that. The unbelievers might think this kind of action will only cause a loss and that it'll look like we are being looked down upon by others. But God the Father is seeing everything, and He will not make our love useless. If we really practice spiritual love and perfect love, God works for the good of everything. People come to give glory to God seeing your good deeds. Also, just as the souls can come into the love of the Lord and gain life from Him, many souls will be accepted and changed by your love. I hope you will cultivate perfect love like that of the Lord, so that you will be able to accept many souls and supply life to them. I pray in the name of the Lord that, in doing so, you will come forth as true children who are pleasing in the sight of God. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. God, our Lord, have shown us such great love. And we also, as we have received and experienced such love and we receive the forgiveness to be able to go to heaven, let us also give out such love of the Lord to so many other people. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all those who are attending the service through broadcasting, all GCN viewers, and all those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. Father, and bless all those who are attending this worship service in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries, and more than 10,000 branch churches worldwide. Pastors and missionaries, Father, bless them. There are many prayer requests from other countries too. Father, lay your hands on them and bless them. Pastor Alfred Roy of Bangladesh, drive away the power of darkness that disturb and hinder the ministries and protect the church and his family. Father, drive away all enemy devil and Satan from Bangladesh. All persecutions go away. Irina in the United States, depression go away. Lee Chai Fa of Singapore, diabetes, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hong Hani and Hong Ruby of Australia, let their shop be sold quickly and atopic dermatitis be healed. Azaria Santosh of India, let him do well in the college entrance exam and get into a good college. Gongzi Hong, brain damage and hearing loss be healed. Sun Xiao Di, high blood pressure and right side paralysis be healed. Zhou Junan, back pain and rheumatoid arthritis be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yu Chan Ying, asthma be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Yun Ting, epilepsy, cerebral apoplexy, heart disease be healed. Li Yong, asthma and piles be healed. Zhang Chai Rong, weak heart be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Long Ying, heart disease and coughing be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Hui Sha, anemia and prominent neck be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Guo Li Qin, loss of memory be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Cheng Long Je, anemia, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Shi Man Fu, leg pain, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Long Chui Chui, let her give birth on the best day, on the at the best hour. Father, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Father, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, all the internal organs, including lungs and heart and liver and kidney and all the intestines, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases, cancers go away, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father God, touch them and heal them. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away, be cleansed. Give them spiritual and physical health and protect them throughout this week in all respects. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.